10 days to go until we elect, or America elects, the most important, powerful man or woman in the world. And the bombshell that the FBI are looking into Hillary again, is really making people think. And we've had callers this morning, albeit they're not American voters, but I think the thought process is very similar. Callers saying they don't really like either of them, and they really are not sure whether they'd bother to vote at all. And that is exactly what is going on in the States. My opinion is this. I think that this continual drip of news about Hillary, whether it's the 33,000 deleted emails, whether it's the fact that she kept using private servers, didn't recognize the importance of confidential documents, or, you know, perhaps even more extraordinarily, that during her time at the State Department, she's had no fewer than 13 different mobile phones with different numbers. I mean, this is the sort of thing drug dealers do. I'm not accusing her of that, by the way. But, I mean, it is quite remarkable. And this question of whether she can be trusted and how closely linked she is to an endless series of foreign wars, I think this is what is damaging the potential for her to get people motivated to go out and vote. And what I see with Trump, and what I see myself in Mississippi, and whether you agree with this or not, agree with him or not, isn't the point. The point is that Trump voters are motivated. Trump voters believe in him. Trump voters see him as the last chance to kick back against the establishment. Many of them have been inspired, motivated by Brexit when they saw the underdogs overturning the establishment. And I have to say that many Trumpites remind me of the early devotees of UKIP. The early UKIPers who would plaster their houses insides, who would crawl over broken glass to get down to the polling station, and the true UKIP voter who was always at the polling station by 7 a.m. desperate to get their vote in. And I think what Trump's got going for him, I think he's got passion. I think his voters have got energy. The fact that every night 20,000 people are turning out all over America to listen to this guy speak. The fact that he's dominating social media. The fact they'll forgive him virtually anything he says because they don't care, because they hate Hillary. And I now think that with 10 days to go, the momentum has now swung to his side. And I'm going to predict here and now that Trump is going to win in 10 days' time.